And here we go. This is Scott Eustace, WTL News and Views. I'm here on location with Brittany Penwee and Jonathan Henderson, and we are talking about the Anbadelow Water Festival coming this Saturday, all day symposium, parade, music till midnight. Brittany, tell us about Anbadelow and what's it all about.
Anbadelow is the 8th annual Halloween festival at the Healing Center, and Anbadelow means beneath the waters in Haitian Creole. And it's a festival throughout the day that includes parades and a symposium, art installations, music, food, dancing. It's a full-on festival, and it's a costume party.
And a costume party, music, thinking all at once. Jonathan, how does the day start?
Well, it starts with a walk and learn. At 10 a.m. at the Healing Center. Anybody's welcome to join the Walk and Learn. They're going to walk over to the Mississippi River, and I believe some representatives from Groundworks New Orleans will be there to talk about water retention, and there will be somebody there to talk about the Mississippi River and the connection, the history and the connection of the city to the river, why the city was built on the river, some discussion about the new developments along the riverfront, the Crescent City Park. So it's an initiative of the Greater New Orleans Water Collaborative, the newly formed Water Collaborative, that is raising awareness about the significance of water, the importance of water, the opportunity that the city of New Orleans has to live with water. You know, we've kind of taken water for granted in New Orleans for a long time, and that's led to a lot of problems, especially when it comes to subsidence. We're sinking. People complain about the potholes, but there's a reason why we have failing underground infrastructure and a lot of potholes, and that's because we're not getting any water. Whenever it rains, it'll flood maybe for a little while, but then get pumped out to the river as fast as the pumps can get it out there. But we need to reintegrate water into the landscape, and so that's what these walk and learns are about, to educate the public that there's a really meaningful and useful purpose of water that we need to take back.
And that's in the morning at noontime. There's a water symposium with many different experts, scientists, etc.
Right. Water's everywhere, and as such, there's a lot of issues around water. Sometimes we have too much water, so the water forum that kicks off at noon is going to be focused on coastal restoration and what needs to be done to protect the city of New Orleans from storm surges from the Gulf of Mexico during hurricanes. Louisiana has lost 2,000 square miles of land since the 1930s, and that land is our natural buffer that protects us from storm surges, and we've really lost a lot of that. But there's some money that's coming down the pipe now. We've got the BP settlement dollars that will be used for projects to help rebuild the marsh. So that this water forum is gonna, they'll have some experts that are familiar with what's going on, and they'll be talking about some of the challenges and some of the opportunities.
Right. We have someone from the Restore Council of the federal government. We have Kyle Graham, who's the number one engineer, executive director of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. Steve Cochran, director of Mississippi River Delta Project. And Mark Davis, director of the Tulane Water Institute Policy Institute at Tulane University. So it sounds like the great minds and some of our great actors in government, important folks, administrators and thinkers are going to be at the symposium.
And hats off to the festival. I know that this is their 8th annual festival, and each year they bring in some of the top minds in water thinking to this event. And it's a great way to to get to meet these people and also to learn from them and figure out what's going on.
Right. We have, and somehow I got on that list, but as representing Public Lab and our development of citizen science tools to observe water, we have scientists like Gary Schaefer who spent their lives studying cypress forests. And I know Pippin Frisbee Calder and Dr. Tim McLean, who have been doing collaborative science and art on water. So there's a lot of thinking and discussing going on until 4 p.m. And then what? Then what's going on?
Well, in true New Orleans style, the next happening will be a parade. So from between 4 and 6 p.m., the parade will start getting lined up at the Healing Center. And at 6 p.m., it rolls through, walks, rolls, bikes through the Marigny and onto Frenchman Street and back to the Healing Center. I'm really looking forward to the parade.
Do you have a costume?
From New Orleans, parades are just, it's what we do.
What are you going as?
It's a surprise. I can't give it up right now, but I'm definitely going.
It'll be a surprise to you, too.
Yeah, it might be a surprise to you, too.
You never know. It's the last minute. It's spontaneous. All right, and then we got live music until midnight.
Yeah.
Or there's 9 bands and other performers, dancing, art installations, and a midnight voodoo ceremony to invoke the mermaid spirit, and the unveiling of a sculpture designed by Ricardo Postiano. So there's a lot of art and things all the night. That's at the Healing Center on St. Claude Avenue. You can find out more on andabelofestival.org. That's andabelofestival.org. Brittany, you have a part in the art exhibition. Can you tell us about your pieces and what we're going to see?
Yes, I have an altar that I've built that is called At the Mouth of Two Rivers, which is inspired by an ancient Sumerian water consecration ritual that happened at the Mouth of Two Rivers. And so it actually features one of Jonathan Henderson's photos at Blind River, which is in Maripas Swamp. And there are creepy little things on there, like animal bones, but then also very special offerings like honey and lapis lazuli and other things. You'll have to see it. But it is a boat that's floating on an 11.5-foot pond that I built.
Built a pond.
I did.
Art out of water. All right. And Jonathan, you have a photo exhibit. What are we going to see when we go to the Healing Center this Saturday?
Well, nothing as cool as Brittany's, I can tell you that. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I know
did
that...
Did you build a boat? You didn't build a boat.
I didn't build a boat, but I've been going over to the Healing Center over the last few weeks, and there's been a lot of work into a lot of the installations already. And it's just amazing. And it really just, it's a tribute to, the creative minds in New Orleans. And so I'm really looking forward to that, to seeing the finished products with all these. It's going to be really, really, really cool. Some of the finest artists in the city are doing installations, Brittany included. My contribution is a little more serious. Part of my work involves getting out on boats and planes quite a bit, documenting the destruction of coastal wetlands in Louisiana and pollution incidents, so oil leaks, ruptured pipelines, leaking wellheads and platforms, and the tens of thousands of miles of oil and gas canals that have sliced and diced Louisiana's wetlands. And so my photos and my video have been shown and have been featured in a lot of films and news articles or whatever, but I've never really done a photo exhibit or a video installation.
I want to say that it's not all doom and gloom. He is capturing some beauty as well. That does sound like death and destruction, but he has some really stunning pieces that he's captured.
Well, I've been told that, and this is why I guess I was willing to do this, is that some of my pictures are really beautiful, even though they're like of an oil sheen on the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, there's beauty in death, yeah, right? Yes. That's part of the carnival aspect, so it's part of what we've been talking
creation
about.
Creation and destruction.
So I'll have an exhibit. I'll have some photos hanging in Cafe Istanbul. Mm-hmm. So when the water symposium is going on, as people are listening to, you know, the Justin Aaronworth and Kyle Graham talking about the problems that we're having, they can look at the photos and they can actually see the problems that that they're talking about. And you know, that's what I hope that I can bring is a visual awareness of the problems. And then in the foyer, in the main part of the Healing Center, there's going to be a video installation where I'm going to have video clips of just like aerial shots of the destruction.
Cool. I know for my part, being a brain and kind of coming at water from an intellectual view as part of the 3 o'clock symposium, I'm going to be talking about Public Lab and our development of cheap, low-cost technologies that can document some of these injuries, whether it's to the air through particles, whether it's sheen on the water. We have a cheap oil sheen detection kit, or a cheap way to fly a camera 2,000 feet in the air and take pictures of some of this, whether it's the oil shoreline or document what the government's doing to restore the wetland coast. So I don't know. I guess that's my piece in it. And I guess that's...
Everybody knows Scott's a wetland warrior.
Wetland warrior!
For the golf frustration. I worked with Scott for several years. Until just a couple weeks ago, I left Gulf Restoration Network, and I miss Scott already. I launched it, my own endeavor, vanishingearth.org, but I'm going to be talking to Scott as much as possible.
It's a small town. We'll see each other all the time.
He's the guru. He's the wetland scientist.
Oh, man, thanks. Well, Brittany, how did you get involved in doing art and art related to water? How do you think you started?
Well, I kind of grew up down the bayou.
Word.
And so that swampland is, I think, part of my heritage as well. But this particular event, I've actually been building altars at International House Hotel. And so Sally and I collaborated on, it was St. John's Eve, the summer solstice, and so we built altars together, and so she pulled me in on it, and it jived with what I was already doing. So, yeah, water is life.
Water is life.
Water is life.
There's lots to learn about water, lots to see about water, lots to dance about water, all at the Anba Dolo Festival this Saturday at the Healing Center. We'll be beneath the waters, as is said in Haitian Creole.
And the event's open to the public.
And it is open to the public, so we'll see you out there this Saturday. Is there any parting thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Just that it's, you know, there's always a lot going on in New Orleans, but this is really a unique event. You know, maybe your thing isn't to go sit and listen to the Water Symposium, but the evening is going to be a completely different scene. It's going to be like what you would expect from a Halloween themed party in New Orleans. So come out.
Costumes,
it'll be a blast.
Celebration, dancing, drinking, all of the above.
That's right.
We got it all, and we'll see you on Saturday.